The FPL Experiment Podcast is back. New season, fresh content. This is the second in our mini-series. This is the preparation tapes. The idea being that we all become better FPL managers by listening to this. Right, so we're going to learn from the best in the business. And this one, this really blew us away last season. Really did. I'm Adam. Greg's here. Nick as well. Last time Greg introduced this, Nick. So do you want to go ahead? How would you describe the preparation tapes?
Some people are eye test guys. Some people are stats guys. Which one are you? You could be a combination. I think this is really just talking about how you can use stats to improve your FPL experience.
Well done, Nick. I think we're going to have a good season. So yeah, we've gone through the best of our interviews from last season to see what we can learn and what we can share. And Josh Bull, in case you don't know, was the winner in FPL in the 19-20 season. So he came on and spoke to us early on last season. This is what he had to say about watching games and stats.
So I don't watch many games at all. So I actually didn't watch any games until Christmas this season, which is mainly just because I don't have a TV. You know, I don't have Sky or anything like that. I view FPL as... ultimately, it's a strategy game for me, and you don't need to necessarily be watching every single match to understand the kind of dynamics that are driving the game and the things that are, you know, the mechanisms within the game that are more valuable or less valuable.
Fully blew my mind because I couldn't imagine playing the game like that. That's just not for me. And we all like watching a lot of football, and FPL is really there just to add something for all of us to our viewing experience. But I think what this is demonstrating is that there's not one way to play the game.
I just blew my mind. I was like, that is phenomenal that someone could do so well without watching the game that we all love. And as you said, Adam, just adding that extra enjoyment factor to it, but different horses for different courses.
Nick, I wanted to talk to you about this because you had yourself a steamy little relationship with stats last season. I mean, that was hot love. You fell in love hard. And then you ghosted stats. It was a modern love story, basically.
It was a full divorce by the end of it. I think the start of the season, I went heavy, as I said, into a hot, steamy affair with stats. And that was mainly to try and give myself some legitimacy for this podcast, like just to sound like I know what I'm talking about. But I'd never done that before. I'd never really used stats at all. I'd just gone purely on eye test. I watched games. I thought someone was good. Therefore, I put them in my team. And that had always kind of put me in good stead. But I think last season, it really kind of led to some really bad decisions. And my position now is that stats should always back up the eye test. You know, stats alone could be misleading. I mean, like, just because Pablo Fornals had the most shots in a game week doesn't mean we should captain him the following week. You know, if a player looks dangerous, use stats to make sure he's actually doing the right things from an FPL perspective and then bring him in.
Nick, is that true that even when you played before and you were playing to good standard, you finished, what, top 10K? Like
top 2K.
I mean, you don't like to talk about it, but yeah, right?
That's fine.
So at that point, you weren't looking at stats?
No, what I would do is I would watch the games, and on a Friday, I would just look at the key stats for the transfers and captains. That was it.
Do you think now that the game has progressed, and do you think stats are a tool that you need?
100%, because I'm not completely oblivious to stats like I used to be. I think because there's so many people playing now, and there's so much great content out there for people to listen to and read, I think the standard has risen. And therefore, you need that extra bit of knowledge to help kind of get you over the line. I definitely think stats are important, but I just think you can't go too far down the rabbit hole.
Greg, it's well known that you love a stat. And as I said, there are, you know, there's more than one way to cook an egg. So what's your relationship like with stats?
I'm a big fan. And you guys know that whether or not sometimes that stat is relevant, even to do with FPL, it doesn't really matter. But I love a stat. Nick said a lot of really pertinent stuff there. And I don't think that we should be 100% led by stats. But data is there for a reason. It's a record of what's gone on, but it's also a precursor for what could transpire. So they don't lie. It's just how we then interpret those stats. That's where the subjectivity comes into play. And I think you can mold that narrative around that subjectivity to whatever you want. And I think that's where we've got to be careful. It's what I almost fell into a trap of doing towards the back end of last season, where my gut picks, I would then mold a stat around them, almost confirmation bias to do so. And I think that's where my downfall towards the back end of the season probably was, and going too much one way when I should have balanced myself out like I was doing at the start of the season. I think if nothing else, look, stats, they give us a good baseline from which to measure. They don't help us predict like a definite future, but they give us trends, the patterns that we can then look ahead to with confidence. And I think that's how we should use them for this season moving forward. And I think that's the happy medium that we should all sort of adhere to and adopt.
Yeah, completely agree with what both of you have said. I think there's a huge part for stats in the game. I don't think you should let it take over. I hope you've enjoyed another episode of the Preparation Tapes. We've got another one coming your way soon. This time it's going to be with one of the most successful players of FPL of all time, FPL Salah. He's had four finishes inside the top 1K. So we'll enjoy listening to him next time out.